The original guide to men's health is moving to a monthly release schedule. We will be releasing new episodes the first Wednesday of each month. We really appreciate you listening, and we hope you enjoy this episode. A baseball game, a day in a park with friends and family, fishing in a remote stream, work, travels, providing for loved ones, or heading out for adventures. Whatever you do, whatever you enjoy, you need your health. The original Guide to Men's Health is presented by the Washington State Urology Society to help take you through the steps necessary to get the most out of life. If you have invested in a retirement plan for your future, why not invest in your body? After all, it makes better sense to retire healthy and enjoy your future. These podcasts are a guide for how to take care of yourself. If you take care of your car and maintain it, why not do the same for your personal machine, your body? If you know you should but haven't yet, the information in these podcasts contains some easy recommendations for where, when, and how to get started. Follow the podcast as we explore men's health with renowned experts and embark on a journey towards better health. Welcome to this episode of the original Guide to Men's Health on Exercise. Joining us is Lauren Updike, MS, American College of Sports Medicine, Health Fitness Instructor. Lauren is the director for the Whole U program, and that is U as in U, the letter U, for the University of Washington. She attended the University of Louisiana on a track and field scholarship, and she received her master's degree from that institution in exercise physiology. She is a certified personal trainer through the American College of Sports Medicine and has coached over 10,000 individuals worldwide. She had worked for the wellness program at Duke University and Hospital for 13 years prior to coming to the University of Washington. I have asked Lauren to join us because while we have a prior episode on exercise, I felt that Lauren's exercise routines were particularly well suited to individuals who want to find out more about how they can get started with exercise and something they can do at home. Because we're audio on a podcast and exercise is so visual as far as the routines, she has graciously offered to link her videos on workout segments to this podcast episode. So if you found this podcast, you'll find the links to her exercise regimes and workouts. So welcome, Lauren. Thank you for taking the time to join us. Let's review a little bit first before we actually start with some actual exercise issues to some of the benefits that would encourage people who are not exercising to engage in exercise. So the benefits of exercise.
Sure. So I picked three main benefits of exercise. The first one to me would be just, you know, as we age, bone health. So when you exercise on a regular basis, your bones will adapt by building more bone and become denser. So, you know, just in research and just as we age, our bones unfortunately get weaker every few years. So that regular exercise is super key to keeping our bones healthy. The next one, obviously, our obvious one is it improves our cardiovascular health, which would result in lowering our blood pressure. We'll have healthier cholesterol levels and also better blood sugar. And it also promotes positive physiological changes. So it encourages our hearts to work harder and then therefore more efficiently. And then probably the most important benefit of exercise, especially now, is it reduces our levels of stress. You know, the good stress hormones like endorphins and chemicals in the brain that kind of are natural painkillers or mood elevators. So now, you know, obviously that stress, it's exercise, just moving a little more each day is good for our body stress.
Every episode that we have done on mental health has encouraged exercise. So it just has significant benefits. And I know a lot of people, and I think I've said this previously, that they exercise for weight loss and then get discouraged because they're not seeing the weight loss. It's really not the motivation. It's a byproduct, but it shouldn't be the initial motivation. Exercise has so many other important benefits that I encourage people to look at those rather than looking at the scale.
Right. Unfortunately, society has kind of drilled that in our brains of that number on the scale, or how we look is more important than how we feel and how healthy we actually are. And you said it exactly, you know, weight loss or body fat loss is just a byproduct of adding this great habit into your daily lifestyle.
So, you know, when you run into folks and they say, I'd like to, but I don't, and you try to encourage them and tell them what we just went through, to give them a little bit of extra motivation, you say, you know, if you don't exercise, here's what could happen.
Yeah, usually that's the eye opener, right? Or it's already happened. So obviously, when we stop exercising, I think for the most part, most of us are active in our younger ages. And then, you know, all of a sudden you go to college and that window of time decreases. And then you get a job and that window of time decreases. Even as an athlete, I went from, you know, working out and training as part of my daily routine to all of a sudden I was like, I had a career and the career was in exercise physiology, but I was working 8 to 10 hours a day. So where would I find that window? So the risks of health of not exercising, you know, we feel it, our muscles atrophy, and therefore there's more risk of injury. So, you know, that like, oh, I just turned around and bent down to pick up my shoe and I threw out my back. Well, 9 times out of 10, it's because we're not avid exercisers or regular exercisers, or we've, you know, maybe we walk every day, but we don't incorporate strength training. So our muscles have atrophied in certain areas. We also feel it, you know, the poor cardiovascular health. We go to the doctor and all of a sudden our blood pressure is higher. Or we feel more tired, or we can kind of tell our fitness has gone down. We can't keep up with our kids. Or we try to go out for that run and all of a sudden, you know, you haven't been exercising for a while. You feel that kind of that risk of health from not exercising, you feel less fit. It's clearly evident. We're also moody, right? So when you stop exercising, or if you go long periods without moving, we get kind of irritated. And then some of us get really sad. I mean, exercise for me is my therapy. It's my own time. And I always, nobody comes back or finishes a workout unhappy or upset. You know, 9 times out of 10, we're in a much better mood and we're more productive and motivated to do more things throughout the day.
So we're in a environment where there are people who recreate, and some people recreate at a very high level and do exercise to be able to maintain that level for recreation. But there are then weekenders who are not so committed to something that is going to really stress them, so they just do weekend. And some people had done things and stopped. I was so drawn to your exercise videos and workouts because a lot of people find they don't have time, they can't get out of the house. And I really found your workouts are something that people can do wherever they are. They don't need special equipment. It's something that people just have to start. So I'm going to ask you now, for the folks who are not the committed exercisers, great, those people are doing terrific, but your videos are even good for those folks. But for people who have fallen off the wagon, who used to or haven't started or need to and really don't know how, why don't you go ahead and just give us a little background for a listener who says, okay, what do I do?
Sure. So I've always strongly encouraged 15 minutes, even 10 minutes makes a difference. You know, the American College of Sports Medicine and a lot of the health industry recommends 60 to 90 minutes of physical activity a day and 150 minutes a week of vigorous activity. And when we see that, it can be extremely intimidating. And so what happens is people try that. They think that should be their goal. They try that and it's just not sustainable. right? So they just cannot seem to find that window of time to exercise. So I strongly encourage that to be a long-term goal. And that could be in 6 months, that could be in a year. But to start, I recommend 15 minutes. And so that 15 minutes being broken up into 5 minutes of cardiovascular, which would be, you know, marching in place, jogging in place, jumping jacks, squat jumps, jump rope, anything that will get your heart rate moving. And then the middle 5 minutes would be strength training. And, you know, all you need is your body. You don't have to go out and buy your weights. You know, I know that Amazon ran out of every weight gym home equipment possible within the first 3 months of the pandemic, which to me, I was like, wow, that is, you know, that's fantastic. But again, a lot of times those weights and that new gym in your garage starts collecting dust because you just can't seem to find that 60 minutes. And people don't realize like 5 minutes actually is pretty powerful. I teach a 15-minute class every day at 11 at University of Washington. And it's amazing the results that we're seeing from our faculty and staff. I have faculty on there. I have physicians on there. I have nurses on there. We get anywhere from 100 to 200 people a day. And so that 5 minutes of strength, I strongly recommend your large muscle groups because your smaller muscles are also working at the same time, or multi-muscles. An example would be the, you know, the push-up is not my favorite exercise, but it not only works your chest, it works your entire upper body and your core. I recommend single side things, you know, because we tend to favor one side more than the other. And so when you do double-sided, like a squat, you tend to favor that stronger side and then you don't really work the weaker side. So a single leg squat is a great exercise. You can use your chair and do dips off of a chair. Again, the videos that are in the link will definitely show you all the fun exercises that you can do literally in a small space with just you and a chair. So, and then finally, the last 5 minutes, you know, our core is the foundation of our body. When you have a strong core, you have better posture, you can work much more efficiently. It's definitely an injury prevention way when your core is strong. So I definitely recommend, you know, anything to do with your core, whether that's a plank or a crunch, and then stretching, right? Stretching is key.
Your videos do a variety of different exercises. So people could mix up. You know, they don't have to do the same one every day. They might do stretching and then the next day do the strength and conditioning. So stretching and mobility might be one. And I think you have a number listed. And do you recommend that people move around or stick with the same one?
I do. So I recommend what you're going to do consistently and make it part of a habit and something that you somewhat enjoy. So yeah, I mean, I think variety is key. Variety is key when you start to want to, you know, you want to start seeing results because over time your body finds the most efficient way to get through the workout. So maybe you're not reaping those gains. So variety is key. I also recommend, in addition to, you know, the videos that you all see on the website, but also try to find a fun app. There's so many fitness apps out there that a lot of them are free because they're really trying to show that they support, you know, our country and people in there during a really hard time. My favorite app is actually the Nike app. There's exercises from 6 minutes all the way to 45 minutes. But we have on our website, we have a list of all different apps that are free as well. And, you know, I think it's finding that window of opportunity to stay consistent. You know, just like we schedule our meetings every day, if you don't schedule your exercise, I'm sorry, but it's probably not going to happen. I love moving. I am still an athlete, but if I do not schedule it, because I'm also a mom with kids in school, virtually in our house while I'm trying to work. So if I don't schedule my time, which is my window, it's not happening. So I definitely encourage people to, you know, once you decide what you're going to do, make sure that you add it to your calendar.
So that's excellent. Somebody says, you know, I've tried, I just don't have time. And you say,
well, in 24 hours, I know it's hard to believe that a lot of us just don't have the time to exercise. And I think it's because people really set out to, you know, it's like any diet, right? I'm not having any sugar for 30 days. Well, it's just not sustainable. Your body needs carbohydrates to function. Your brain needs it to function. So, and long-term needs it to function. So with exercise, you know, I think it's hard to schedule it because we've been conditioned to believe that you need to exercise, you know, at least 45 minutes. So my recommendation to make exercise and movement a habit is to make a list of all your current habits that you have throughout the day. So when you make a list of your habits, and that's literally like wake up, some of us check our phone, we brush our teeth, we have our cup of coffee. Those are habits. And a habit is something that is automatic, right? You just automatically do it. Nobody has to tell you to do it. You automatically do it because you feel an instant reward. When we brush our teeth, we instantly feel clean. When we take a shower, we instantly feel clean. When we have that one cup of coffee or tea or hot lemon water in the morning, you instantly feel alive and ready for the day. So I recommend when you list those habits throughout your day that it's called habit stacking. And so you pick a habit that already exists and add exercise to that habit. And then you set your intention. For me, I will drink my cup of coffee every morning, and then I will dedicate 15 minutes of exercise, and then I start my day. And so over time, as you start feeling that benefit of, wow, that exercise really, like, you know, I'm feeling strong, or I'm feeling good, or I was more productive today, or, oh, I was happier today. You know, that 15 minutes can turn into 20. And then, your mind, because of the reward, you will find the time, you'll add another 5 minutes. And then before you know it, you are doing that 30 minutes a day that's recommended, right?
That's exactly true. I think that's advice I've always given to patients who had trouble finding time. I said, just put on gym shorts and gym shoes. And even if that's all you do, you've now marked a particular spot in your day. Now go do something with those on for 10 minutes. And after a few weeks, add another five, add another five, add another five. And eventually you get to that time, but you just can't start for some people with that big block of time. The videos do help.
Well, and I do think that, you find ways to be successful, right? You have your shoes out ready. If you did decide to make your garage gym, or you did purchase 5 or 10 or 20 pound dumbbells, you know, let's not hide them in the closet, right? So you have to create an environment that will help with the success of this habit. And so just like drinking water, right? It's so much easier to drink water when it's right in front of you, right? So when you're intentional of having your bottled water or your glass of water by your laptop all day versus even not having it, it takes so much more energy to like get up and go to the fridge and pour your water. And so we tend to drink more water or form healthy habits when we make that environment already set up for success.
So if somebody's listening, and again, they've not been habituated to exercise and haven't started, and they're a little concerned about, oh, I don't want to have to go buy this or that. What's the basic that you would tell somebody to start with that they could do?
So the basic would be, you know, you do need a small space and maybe some music, but all you need is your body. I think, you know, many of us, again, we're so conditioned to believe that we need this, like, we're so extreme of, we need this like huge gym and, you know, the best of the best. And, you know, I encourage people to try all the fun exercise, new equipment out there. As a personal trainer, yes, I purchase them to really learn. I subscribe to various trainers online to learn all the new, you know, every 5 years, I feel like that it changes. But at the end of the day, that basic foundation is your body. And especially for those of you that are out there that don't exercise on a regular basis. And to be honest, that's you. If you have not exercised regularly in the last, you know, 4 to 6 weeks, you have gone from a category of avid to, you know, fairly sedentary. Start small, just use your body, follow the videos, find some fun apps, like I said, free apps out there, and just try it.
So I know that, you know, some people will only exercise outside. They hate being inside. And so, you know, everybody has their individual tastes. Why don't you just go through a little bit about somebody who finds an obstacle to exercising inside?
Yeah. So, I mean, and you know, I live in North Carolina. I travel to Seattle, or I used to travel to Seattle every month managing our program. So I've always worked remote. And I know that the weather sometimes, or most of the time, can be really hard. But I think it's, you know, again, with exercise, it's all about consistency and which exercise or which mode, whether it's inside or outside, brings you joy. And, you know, with different safety rules right now, I would recommend trying both. You know, strength training in a safe environment usually is inside. But sometimes I take my classes outside if it's a beautiful day, because, you know, you can reap so much more benefit of being out near the nature and just the sunshine or just the breath of fresh air versus staying inside. And I also think that pushing yourself to go outside also pushes you away from your laptop or your workstation inside. So I would recommend a variety of, you know, places that you do your exercise as long as it's consistent. For me, as a personal trainer, I always recommend to stay consistent and find whatever works for you. Why would you, you know, if you wear a Brooks running shoe and all of a sudden the new Nike Zoom comes out, should you really try the Nike Zoom if the Brooks already works, right?
So if you were to have somebody ask you, do I need to exercise every day of the week? What's the answer?
Well, yeah, I really do. I think if we start with 10 to 15 minutes and make it part of your daily habit in order to make it automatic, right? Like we don't not brush our teeth on the weekends. You know, we don't not have our cup of coffee on Monday, Tuesday, right? So I think it's super important to stay consistent. And that's for someone that's trying to form a habit. If you're already an avid exerciser out there and you're wanting it to take it to the next level, where you're adding more intensity, more strength training, more, you know, from a recreational athlete to your racing, or you have this, you know, amazing goal in front of you, recovery is key. So I think it just depends on the athlete that we're talking about. But, you know, having rest days are super important. But if you're looking to start a habit in exercise, I do recommend every day.
Again, you talked about push-ups and we talk about core stretching. What, you know, somebody says, well, God, I can't even get to my knees with my hands.
Right. So we have cardiovascular training, which is anything aerobic, which gets your heart rate up and you can kind of feel out of breath. And then you have your strength and conditioning, which is very, you know, it's a wide variety of strength from no weight to a lot of weight. Typically when you're doing strength training, if you're doing a lot of repetitions, you have a lightweight or body weight. If you do very few repetitions, it's usually because you have a heavy weight that you're holding. And then there's stretching, which is super important. I recommend dynamic stretching before, which kind of gets your body moving. And then the static stretching, which would be like, you know, reach for your toes after, because then your body's warmed up. And then there's also yoga, right? So I'm not a certified yoga instructor, but I will tell you there's a difference between stretching and doing yoga. And just do 10 minutes of it and you'll see what I'm talking about. I love yoga. I'm not very good at it, but I'm getting better. Yoga's great because, you know, when you're doing strength training, you're typically extending the muscle and then you're contracting it and you're flexing it, right? So yoga is more of an isometric contraction where you hold that pose. So your arms are over your head and you're holding it for long periods of time. So you're working multiple muscles, where stretching is, you know, stretch your bicep, or you're stretching your hamstring. Yoga, a pose, is you're stretching and working that muscle and multiple muscle groups at the same time. So, you know, once we find your habit or in your window of opportunity for exercise, and you get into a rhythm of something that you really enjoy, I strongly recommend that you try others. But if you're looking to design an exercise plan for yourself, absolutely. Maybe it's 2 days of cardio for straight 15 minutes, 2 days or 3 days of strength, and then 2 days of yoga. And again, you can find so many resources, whether it's on the HOLE U website, it's open to the public, or you know, even YouTube, right? There's so many right now, there's so many amazing personal trainers out there really trying to reimagine their gyms and their studios. So they've added everything virtual.
The ability for someone to start, there's really no excuse, right? It's there. They don't need anything more than a room.
It's back to the basics, right? And the real joy for me, or the good news that I think has really helped a lot of people, even at the HOLE U, we went from engaging 35,000 faculty and staff a year to 2020, we engaged over 80,000. And I think it's because, you know, people could join the classes without anybody watching them, right? So you can be part of this fitness community without feeling that intimidation of, well, you know, I played football in high school, or, you know, I was an athlete in my 20s, but I've just, you know, we just, for some reason, when our lives get busy, or, you know, we're fully committed, for some reason, exercise, moving, and our health is kind of that last priority. So I think as hard as this year has been, I think at the same time, it has also made people more aware of how important their health is, and they're finding ways to sneak in those windows of opportunity to move, and in a place where they're comfortable, right? We're most comfortable in our home.
It had always been difficult for people who exercised at home, who had jobs that took them on the road, unless their motel or hotel had a gym, to find time or find a place to exercise. And again, what we're going to link to the podcast episode, these workout videos, can be done in a hotel room.
Absolutely. Absolutely. They can be done. I mean, really, they can be done anywhere. We have children that do them. We have couples that do them. I have people anywhere from, you know, a young staff all the way to people that are in their 70s join the Zoom. I think, again, it's an environment that is not intimidating, and you can do it in your own home, and you don't have to have, you know, nobody's watching. When you've not exercised for a while, for some reason in our minds, we have the mindset that we're that 30-year-old self, but we're just not. And it's okay. We can get back to that. But you know, 15, you would be surprised how hard 15 minutes of these videos actually are. They really can get you and get you excited for the rest of your day.
And I will say that while we're young, in our 20s and 30s, we feel like we're active and we don't really need to exercise. But I personally started way back early, and I felt I was banking for the future. And now that I am older, I'm grateful that I started way back, because I think it's not always true, but if you want to be mobile and be able to do what you want to do as you cross 70 and later through life, you need to have started earlier. Although you can start later, it's never too late, but to have.
I think, you know, I always say it's never too late. You always hear of that, you know, 7-year-old who started running when they were in their 50s, and now they have like the world record at 85 in the 100-meter. I mean, it's pretty phenomenal. You know, it's interesting, because even being a collegiate Division I athlete, I've never at 43, I feel stronger than I ever have. And I think it's all of the strength training that I'm doing, whether it's teaching classes or doing it with my, friends on Zoom, or trying to encourage my family to do it in Canada. So I'll set up a FaceTime and we work out. I think it's just, once you start to really feel the results and not necessarily immediately see them, or like we talked about before, see them on the scale. In fact, I've actually in 2020, I've gained 7 pounds and I never weigh myself. It's all muscle, right? I feel so much better. And this is my profession. And I love hearing and receiving emails that I get from so many faculty and so many staff of how all of these videos and resources have really, really changed the way they feel about themselves.
Yeah, you'll receive testimony from me that they're wonderful and, easily done. And my spouse, my wife has been exercising with me. And so, something we've just started doing since I obtained the strength and conditioning that I was invited to attend in October, it kicked my butt the first month.
I'm a professional coach and trainer, but I'm in my home. I'm in my backyard. I'm in my garage. I was used to meeting people at gyms or having the beautiful Husky Stadium to train everybody. But, I think that has taken it to another level of, it's just not as intimidating, I think, for most people. So.
Right. It's wonderful. And if somebody's listening, I just encourage you to start, because you will feel better. You're going to keep your body as a machine running in a superior mode. So please take a look at those links, because they do help. It's nice to have somebody leading you through exercises, but I always like to close up segments by asking if there are other links or resources that you recommend, Lauren. So if you want to give the listeners anything besides the links that we have, do you have any other favorite resources besides the Nike one?
I had said YouTube. I think YouTube is a great resource, because so many of us are visual learners. And I think form is so important in especially your strength training or your yoga. If you're a beginner, simply type beginner yoga exercises, right? And you can always, a lot of times these personal trainers or workout studios, they have a website and they do have their credentials. Credentials are key. You want to make sure that your personal trainer, just like you would want to work with a registered dietitian, at UW, we're very evidence-based driven. So all of our experts that represent the whole you do have both their degree in that field and their, accredited certifications. But yeah, I think YouTube is a great resource. Like I said, the Nike app, I love it because it's anywhere from 6 minutes to 45 minutes of workouts. I also, if you just go to the whole U website, the whole u.uw.edu, we have so much content, not just in exercise, but all overall health, whether it's financial health, stress health, mental health. And we are a community at UW. We service our faculty, staff, and students, but their families are also important to us. And the community is important to us. So all the resources are available for our community.
Well, it has been wonderful to speak with you, and I hope listeners take it to heart. Find this time, if they've not been active, to start being active, because they will feel so much better.
Absolutely.
This completes another podcast chapter of the Washington State Urology Society's original Guide to Men's Health. This is Dr. Richard Pellman reminding you to take care of yourself. The Washington State Urology Society wishes to thank all contributors who volunteered their time and knowledge. The information presented is the opinion of the speakers. The Society also wishes to thank Sean Fox for his invaluable technical assistance. Music theme, San Juan Bells, written and performed by Dr. Dave Whiting. The podcasts are the property of the Washington State Urology Society. Reproduction and use without the express consent of the Society is strictly prohibited. For more information about men's health, visit wsus.org. Visit your physician or care provider.